Menards is the ultimate home improvement destination in the Midwest. Since 1958, we've been supplying you with everything from hardware to automotive needs. We believe in helping you save big money on every project, big or small. From top-of-the-line tools to plumbing supplies, paint, and appliances, we've got you covered. We thank you for making Menards a part of your year. From our family to yours, have a safe and happy new year.
Save big money at Menards.
You ever seen 8 Mile?
Yeah, like a million years ago, but yeah.
You like it?
Do you think I'm as good as Rabbit?
I don't think Rabbit rapped.
Cam, go ahead and look that up.
Rabbit's the square-headed guy that shot himself. Oh, that's Cheddar Bob. That's Cheddar Bob.
You gaslit me into believing that Eminem didn't rap in 8 Mile just now. And I was like, damn, maybe he didn't.
Was his name Rabbit? I think it could have been. Okay, wow. I don't like, can I tell you something that I don't like about 8 Mile? Is Eminem won the final rap battle at the end of the movie, right?
Yes.
After he got fucked on the whole movie.
Yes.
Like that dude, like,
yeah, he had a lot going on.
Did his girl, and like, they jumped him.
Yep.
And
don't ruin the movie for those who haven't seen it.
Hey, if you haven't seen 8 Mile, just don't watch it. But, he wins the rap battle by making fun of himself.
Yeah, people love self-deprecating performances.
I don't know. That's like winning a UFC fight by knocking yourself out. You know what I mean? I do know which left hooks you're going to throw at me. You're probably going to knock me on my ass. I'm going to start tweaking on the ground. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I like it.
I'm just saying it doesn't make sense for like the logic of the game that they're playing.
Damn. That's fair. But did he win?
He did win. And it was the cool hand thing. The whole crowd with the hand thing.
Yeah.
That was like Astroworld, but somehow less safe. Oh,
why?
They were smushed in there.
Right. Probably way over fire code.
Definitely over fire code.
They should have called the fire marshal Mathers. Sorry.
All right, everyone. Welcome back in to the See You Later podcast. This is episode...
That was sort of quick.
14?
Okay.
This is episode 14?
14. We have new equipment today because so many of the episodes that we've done have had little snafus with technology. And so we finally are trying to step it up a little bit, I guess. I look like a Twitch gamer.
Do you? If you were a Twitch gamer, what game would you play?
Texas Hold'em.
Hmm.
Could I do that?
Okay,
so everybody start subscribing to my brand new Twitch channel that's going to come out where I'm going to go live playing on Offsuit. And you all can pay me for me to play my favorite card game all day. Is that an option?
Yeah, can I propose?
Yeah, I quit this then.
Can I propose a username for you?
Oh, God.
Allie Holds 'em.
Allie Holds 'em?
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. I'm so sorry. All
right, do better.
Well, my name on Offsuit, I probably would. I'd probably steer clear of that.
Yeah.
What should it be? What? How do people pick that?
I like Allie Holds 'em.
I don't want my real like.
Allie Holds 'em on the beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. All right. So, come play Texas Hold'em with me, and I'm gonna figure out a way to stream that. Is this really an option?
100%.
Why have we not ever?
Because streaming
that?
Is hard because everyone tries to stream, and you have to like.
I don't even care if just my mom is watching me. Hey, mom, tune in.
You ever
I'm
seen?
Gonna be
you ever seen that Drew Gooden video? You know Drew Gooden, the he does this video about streaming, about how Ninja sold a masterclass on how to stream.
Okay.
And it was not helpful at all.
Okay.
Like it was like
I'm like fiddling.
It was like either very basics of like what a computer is,
mm-hmm.
and then like the next lesson was like what to do once you're famous. And so there was no like, you know what I mean? But anyways, Drew Gooden was like,
he accidentally skipped an episode.
Yeah. Drew Gooden was like, I'm gonna go undercover and like make a new account on Twitch and see if I can generate some traction streaming.
Using those techniques that's taught in the masterclass.
Yes.
And
like,
how to
like
go.
Like he dyed his hair blue because Ninja told him to. In the masterclass.
Look that up. Is that true? One of his tips in his masterclass was all y'all gonna have
blue
hair?
No, and I'll tell you, you don't have to look it up. It was Ninja was like, you have to have like a personal trademark.
Oh, like a unique.
Yeah. And okay. like he kept talking about his blue hair. But Drew Gooden streamed for like, I think he did like 6 hours a day. And then on the final day of the week, he did 24 hours. And I think he had one viewer the whole time. So if you want to do that math, that's like.
That's about how many we have.
That's like 80 hours of streaming and one viewer.
I play by myself right now. So
8 times 6, 6 days a week, 8 hours. 8 times 6 is 40. You said
6 hours. 8 times 6 is 40? Brother.
Okay, 6 hours times 6 is 36. And then 124 hours, which is about 60 something.
Math
36
guy.
Plus 24 is 60. 60 hours work. So if you want to do it, you can do it, and I think that'll be fun. But it sucks. You know what I mean?
What part sucks?
Streaming to nobody. Because at least when you do a podcast to nobody, you still have people in the room with you. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Like, we could do this for years and still be stick with our 8 viewers. And
I mean,
be
we're having fun.
We're having fun, you know?
I know. We had team lunch before this.
We did have team lunch.
You okay?
Yeah, I didn't like it. I don't like it.
Okay, well, don't eat that again.
I won't.
All right. And also pay me back for the food you didn't like.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Were you that sorry? Are you good? You ready? We've had a good week.
What did we do this week?
You're instructing flights.
Mm-hmm.
You pretty excited about that?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to learn how to fly.
And you live in Central Florida?
Yep. And you don't mind the bulge sitting next to you in the plane?
Yeah, they're not going to mind it.
Never mind.
Got that. Why are you shaking your head at me?
Because it always has to go to like, I'm going to say the thing that's.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
What's wrong? You seem a little low today. You're a little down.
I just woke up, you know.
How did you just. It's 2:43 p.m.
I was just working so hard last night.
You were.
I was just grinding so hard last night and for so long that I went into a little bit of a coma, you know.
You feel better now that you slept that long?
No. I never do. No amount of sleeping makes me feel better in the morning. It could be 0 hours. It could be 16 hours.
That's not true. Because last week he told me, he's like, God, I've been sleeping so good these past couple days. And he said it to me as I was dealing with a stomach virus and like miserable as fuck. And he's like, have you been sleeping good? And I was like, no. And he's like, damn.
Yeah. I meant like getting to sleep was pretty easy that time period of my life, you know?
3 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
That's so
funny. It left me.
Yeah. But I mean, like, it's like a falling star. You got to just
soak it in while you can.
Yeah. Catch it in your pocket. It's not going to last forever. Whatever they say.
We're selling merch. It says, that's like a falling star. Look at it while you can. Catch it, put it in your pocket if you can before it goes away. That's what we're putting on the t-shirt.
Right. You love that idea?
No.
Okay, good. Because I'm not sold on it, but I wanted to support you.
Do you want to get into a brand new segment?
What's the brand new segment?
Menards is the ultimate home improvement destination in the Midwest. Since 1958, we've been supplying you with everything from hardware to automotive needs. We believe in helping you save big money on every project, big or small. From top-of-the-line tools to plumbing supplies, paint, and appliances, we've got you covered. We thank you for making Menards a part of your year. From our family to yours, have a safe and happy new year.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you familiar with the trolley problem?
Like ethical dilemma?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's this website that does absurd trolley problems.
Okay.
And we are going to do some.
Oh, fuck. All right.
If you're not familiar with the trolley problem, you will be very soon. It's basically like, would you rather kill this people or kill this people? You
That's
know?
Awful. Let's not frame it like that. Let's read it and let's let the audience decide how they feel about it. It's if you aren't watching, you're listening, I'm going to let you know what's going on. It's absurd trolley problems, level one, the original. And it says, oh, no. Oh, missing a comma. Okay, anyway, though. Oh no, a trolley is heading towards 5 people. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, killing one person instead. What do you do? Jesus Christ.
What do you do?
Have you seen the video of the little boy who, like, his dad gives him this problem, like, in real life with his toys, and then he just, like, wipes everybody out.
He's like, circle it back, run it back.
Yeah, he does it to like the five people and then, yeah.
Well, the secret is to do a Tokyo drift to where your rear axle is on the top path and your front axle is on the bottom path and you just skip all of them at the same time.
Oh my God. Okay. So what I want you guys to know, if you can't see the illustration, there are five people bound to a track and there is a fictional trolley heading toward them, or you can divert it and you can send it to just the one guy wound up on the track. And then there's like this little lever guy who has to make this decision and he looks stressed.
And it's presumably you. You're that guy.
Wow. All right. This is hard.
It's not. If this is hard, we should cut the segment short.
I just mean like to make any decision at all like this is very difficult.
I think it's your civic duty to, if you stumble upon an emergent situation, you have to do it. And if you don't do it, you're a bad guy.
I mean, I would hope that if I was the lone guy and then there were five people that they would just like, don't even worry about it. Just take me out. If there's five other people.
And here's the thing is everyone in the world knows this dilemma. Like everyone's seen this at least once. You know what I mean? So if you ever find yourself in this problem, you got to be like, okay, this is like the trolley problem. They have to, like, no one should be mad about this.
Okay, so we both agree on this one. Do you want to do, wait, why does it say do nothing? We could do nothing?
Yeah, if you do nothing,
yeah, it says.
If you do nothing, it's going to kill the five people.
Oh.
But if you pull the lever, it's going to, because the implication, in the actual philosophical question, the implication is if you pull the lever,
it's now your, one person, yeah.
But if you do nothing, you didn't kill anybody.
Wow.
Which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And whoever wrote that should get a divorce from their wife or something.
Wow.
Because they deserve it.
That's awful.
So what do you do?
I'm pulling the lever, diverting it.
Cool. Kill that one person.
Jesus. Scott?
Oh, we heard the squish. Did you hear the squish?
I don't like that. Okay, 73% of people agreed with the people diverting to hit the one person. And 27%, 17,045,994 votes for killing the five people.
No, I think it's 17 million total.
Oh, I thought it was saying...
No. 17 million total.
Either way, 27% right. of 17 million people are bad guys.
And you can't trust them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're probably doing some
stuff.
Trolling. You know, when you survey a group of people, none of that evidence is valid because, like, a lot of people like to purposely answer negative in surveys. And they call it the screw you effect.
Mm. I learned that from my AP psychology. For?
No. I learned that from my AP psychology
teacher.
Then
why do we do any sort of like surveys in like data collection?
Because we're big old dum-dums. Because we're big old dum-dums.
Oh. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, wow. Can they hear this?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll mute it in the edit.
Why? I like it.
Might be a little distracting. All right, this is absurd trolley problem. It's the
okay,
same
maybe
thing.
We do have to turn it down even while I'm like thinking. Is that fair? Holy crap.
It says, a trolley is heading towards five people. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, killing four people instead. What do you do? So this is very similar to the last one, except instead of one person that you're choosing to kill, it's four. But it's still less than the amount that would be if you didn't pull the lever.
Here's my question that I would be stressed about. Are the five people going to be mad at me for making a decision at all? Like, even if they survive, is the survivor's guilt that they're going to have? Like, are they going to be angry? You know?
I can't imagine having survivor's guilt when you're in the majority.
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like survivor's guilt is when you survive a plane crash and you're like, oh, 100 other people died. But if one person died in a plane crash, the other 100 people wouldn't have survivor's guilt over that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we're not talking about one guy.
I'm saying less versus more. You have to be...
That's a lot. That's almost half and half.
I was like, you have to be in the minority to have survivor's guilt. I mean, you don't have to. I'm just saying, like, that's how I feel about it.
Right.
What do you do? Four or five?
I guess four if I stick to the same logic as earlier.
There you go. Let's hear that splat.
I don't want to hear the splat.
Oh, Cameron muted it. Never mind.
68% of people agree with you. 32% disagree. Next.
Go next.
These are kind of depressing. We got our like...
All right, this is an easy one.
A trolley is heading towards five people. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, but then your life savings will be destroyed. Wait, what? Your life savings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like your financial...
Right.
Okay. I was like, we're saving lives right now? Okay. Oh, there's a fucking picture of money. Okay. I'm bad at this. Oh, no. Trolley is heading toward five people. You pull the lever to divert it to the other track, but then your life savings will be destroyed. What do you do? You destroy your life savings.
Yeah, duh. You'll probably get some compensation from the news report or something anyways. Go next.
Why is that where you...
All right. This is the last one we're going to do, okay? Because there's 20 of these.
Why?
Because they get crazy. The last one we're going to do. A trolley is heading towards 5 people. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, but you're on the other track. So you'd be sacrificing yourself to save 5 people. What do you do?
Well, I already said that. If it was me, I would want them to pull the lever.
There you go.
Splat me. There you go.
Splat.
And then
37% of people agree with us, which is bonkers. That's bananas.
Really?
That's bananas.
You think people are just all about self-preservation?
I can't believe that they would click that in good conscience. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess we're just like good people.
That was our epic fun segment that didn't depress anybody.
It depressed me. It did depress me. Do you know what wouldn't depress me?
What?
Gambling.
You want to do that now? We have to do a disclaimer, though.
Don't gamble if you're, like, addicted to it or bad at it. And do it responsibly. Wait, is this it? I tried.
No. The disclaimer that I was thinking of was that we had already filmed an episode yesterday that we had to scrap. And so we did waste $5.
I got a little crazy.
So we're down to $4. So if you're confused about where the money went, we filmed an episode last night at like 10 p.m. and we were tweaking.
Tweaking?
Tweaking is slang for like behaving erratically on controlled substances.
What controlled substances?
It's more of a metaphorical tweaking.
Oh, okay. Because I knew tweaking like guy at the gas station yelling about prophecies.
Yep. So do you think we should get even by betting all $4 today to make it right with the viewers?
I think we owe the viewers a high risk.
Yeah.
Menards is the ultimate home improvement destination in the Midwest since 1958. We've been supplying you with everything from hardware to automotive needs. We believe in helping you save big money on every project, big or small, from top-of-the-line tools to plumbing supplies, paint, and appliances. We've got you covered. We thank you for making Menards a part of your year. From our family to yours, have a safe and happy new year.
Save big money at Menards.
Also, if you buy a beanbag at corduroys.com/tailwhip, the first person who buys a beanbag, I promise we will gamble the entire profit from that beanbag. I promise. The second person who does it, though, we're not going to do it. So you have to be the first person. All right, we're betting $4.25.
Why would they benefit from that?
It's entertainment.
We're betting the whole thing?
Betting the whole thing.
All right,
$4.25. All right, 13 against a 2. This kind of sucks. We hit last time and busted. But 2 is pretty crazy. 2 is a little nerve-wracking. What do you think? Should we flip a coin, actually?
Do you have a coin?
We could have a roulette table.
Okay, so you want to use roulette to see what we should do in blackjack. Hit it.
All right, is black hit and red is stand?
Sure.
Okay, what's green?
We'll
cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah.
All right, black is hit, red is stay. Red, stay.
Stand.
And we lost. Okay.
Guys!
We are down to $0, so we've officially made $0 on this podcast from our free Drake dollars. And that is depressing.
Well, at least we didn't put any of our own money into it.
That's right. That's all Drake's money.
And I'm happy we lost to Drake.
You
did bad stuff, according to a song I heard.
We should get Drake on the podcast.
No.
And you wouldn't have Drake on?
No.
Why?
I don't really like him.
That's why I need a one dance. Got an NSC in my hand. Why? Because he's Canadian?
That doesn't help, but I don't know. You know, Kendrick really sold me on not liking him. And I'm like, nah, all right, we hate him now.
Yeah. But you've heard One Dance.
Yeah.
And you've heard Passion Fruit?
No.
Passion it from miles away.
Little more
passive
emotion.
With the things you say.
Fully dedicate yourself to it. Try it again. I love seeing you do the...
What's another... you've heard...
Oh my God, I've heard a lot of Drake songs.
That's what I'm saying. You don't like Drake?
I like when my friend Julie can rap Drake songs bar for bar.
Yeah.
She used to do that for us.
Yeah.
Aside from that, no. Honestly, though, but I come from a generation where we saw him lying about being disabled in a wheelchair on Degrassi.
Was he in the wheelchair in Degrassi? I think that was a separate character.
Go ahead and look that up. Aubrey Graham playing...
Mr. Degrassi, playing John Degrassi.
Yeah.
God, if you were a kid that watched Degrassi, I feel horrible for you.
They had a pretty good life because Teen Nick cost more than regular TV.
I'm saying, like, that was like Euphoria for 14-year-olds. You know what I mean? The show.
Yeah.
Where it's like...
I mean, it wasn't as, like...
But it was kind of crazy. Euphoria. Like, I remember the commercials, and I looked at the commercials, like, I'm a child. There's, like, sexual harassment and, like drug use and stuff in there.
Yeah.
Does not belong on Teen Nick.
And he didn't belong in a wheelchair because he's...
Was Drake in the wheelchair? Also, he wasn't pretending to be disabled. He was acting.
I know, but I think that we have enough talented actors who are actual wheelchair users that it's sort of a disgrace that we, you know, overlook them for...
There you go.
There he is in a wheelchair. This fella. Is that fair?
Yep. Did he start off in Degrassi, or was he a rapper first? No.
Well,
it's a weird pipeline.
Is it? I feel like Nick stars and Disney stars have turned into... huge stars. Miley Cyrus, Demi Lovato.
God, we
Selena
watched
Gomez.
We were playing this quiz last night on YouTube.
Ariana Grande.
Like,
sorry.
We were playing this quiz last night that we were like watching like music videos and we had to guess what song it was. And a Demi Lovato music video came on for Cool for the Summer.
Oh yeah.
If I was a musician, I would be pissed to have to film a corny ass music video.
Why? She probably didn't think it was that corny in the moment. Do you think so? I mean, she was.
Yeah, you have to feel embarrassing with an entire camera crew around you, and you're in like the tightest, like rubber spandex suit.
Or maybe she felt empowered.
And you got to go.
Or
you know what I mean?
They. I am not trying to be rude. Really, what does Demi go by?
I believe that is a non-binary person, but I'm not 100% sure. Big heroin guy though.
Who?
Demi.
Oh. Oh no.
Yeah.
You know who I feel like doesn't get talked about enough is.
Hold on.
Oh, you're trying to guess?
Archduke Ferdinand.
Go ahead and teach me about Archduke Ferdinand.
He was a leader in Europe who was assassinated and sparked World War One.
I thought that was the sinking of Lusitania. Was it two things?
There were several factors that played a part in World War One. But did you know that Archduke Ferdinand, he got shot at and didn't get shot? And the killer was, or the attempted killer was distraught about it. So he went into a sandwich shop. And then Archduke Ferdinand made a detour around the parade that he was at. And he drove right past the sandwich shop. And the killer just got a second chance and killed him. Unconfirmed fun fact.
That's awful. Was this the one that was, it's like the shot that was heard around the world?
That was Lexington and Concord.
Fuck.
It started the Revolutionary War.
Damn. Aren't all wars somewhat revolutionary or no? I think we need to come up with cuter names.
Allie hates America. What's your favorite war?
My favorite war?
Yeah.
That's a crazy question.
Like, let's say there's a drama movie with, it's starring Mark Wahlberg as the lead in a movie. Okay. And it's a drama movie.
Before or after he did the really bad thing to the innocent Vietnamese man in the
after.
Street.
Okay. Which war would you rather the movie be placed in that you, like, you're choosing to watch? It's the same movie, but it's placed in different wars. Which war would you watch Mark Wahlberg play in a movie?
The Vietnam War. What?
Oh, I should have seen that coming.
Like, you just softballed that to me. Just
Meatball, come on.
Because we lost that one. We don't talk about that enough either.
Yeah. Did you know that we won D-Day?
You don't.
Like, we achieved the objective of D-Day.
What was the objective?
Like conquer the beach. Like, take over the air, the territory. Like, that's framed. Like, I learned that, like, last year.
I mean, but a lot of people died on the beaches of Normandy.
Yeah. Horrible tragedy, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, as far as, like, a tactical, like, mission went, like, we did it. You know what I mean? I just didn't know that. Like, I'm saying, like, in school, they're always like, it was a horrible, like, massacre. And I was like, oh, fuck, we lost that battle. No, fully did it, you know?
Both can exist.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, they didn't, They didn't say it was a horrible tragedy, but we did take that shit. You know what I mean? They said it was a horrible tragedy and we feel sorry about it, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
Education system, do better. Do better. Which I don't know why I needed that, because I played Call of Duty World War II and there was a Normandy mission. And
did you just lose it a lot? So you're like, God.
No, and we went, oh my God, I have a culture bomb that I'm about to drop on you. You are not going to like this.
What is it?
Are you familiar with Call of Duty World War II, No Russian?
No.
No Russian is a mission in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, which came out in 2007 or 2009. I'm not sure. Probably 2009. And you are playing an undercover agent in like a bad guy group, right? And you're undercover. But the bad,
like espionage?
Yes. But the bad, and you have to do bad guy missions with them and like help them to remain undercover.
Okay.
The mission that you have to play in 2009, children have to play this mission.
Well,
in
it's
2009.
Not for children.
But
you couldn't even buy it.
But a lot of kids played it. I played it when I was 7. No Russian is a mission where bad guys go into an airport and kill a bunch of civilians. And you have to like, oh, you don't have to. But you have to like, you know what I mean? Isn't that bananas?
It is. I also want you to know, and I know I've shared this with you before, but just so everybody else knows, I really struggle with doing bad guy things in video games.
Do you?
Yeah. Have I not talked to you about Need for Speed? I just, every time the cops would come behind me, I'd pull over. And then I'm like, why am I not winning?
Yeah. That's fair.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't very clear. Like,
I feel like the cover of the video game probably made it clear, though. You know what I mean?
I know, but I think if they're on my tail and I'm really not doing that well.
And they just want to get back home to their wife and kids. They're just doing their job.
Right. And I'm not trying to make their job any more dangerous. Right. So I'm going to pull over in a safe area.
There was actually a Need for Speed that came out in like 2014 that you could play as the cop. You would have liked that one.
But then did they make the cops do bad stuff?
No, the cops just had, they had to pull over the racers.
Oh, okay.
Give them tickets.
That's just like, well, civil duty simulation.
No, but. Because there were racers, like, the cops got to drive really fast, too. So it was basically just a race.
Okay.
And the cops got to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was kind of a fun mechanic. You had to upgrade your cop car and stuff.
Yeah.
God, I saw a crazy police thing happen the other day where, like, 15 cars came pouring out of, like, the woods and shit and pulled up on this gas station. But a Mustang, a state trooper Mustang, did like a cool little drift thing into that. Isn't that sick?
That's pretty sick.
What do you got to do to get the cop car Mustang?
I think you have to have good behavior.
Yeah. How pissed would you be if you got the Ford Explorer?
Less pissed than if I got a bicycle.
There you have it, folks.
What if I got a bicycle and a puppy? Like, to train?
Oh, a canine? Yeah. I don't think they have the canines on the bikes.
They should.
When I worked at the airport, there was a canine that worked on the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And bro didn't do shit. We had no issues whatsoever. I worked there for like over a year and we were just giving him treats all the damn time.
I love that. I think I remember seeing his picture hanging up in the airport.
I forgot what his name was.
I love when they have names that are like kind of sweet and warm and fuzzy. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like when there's like a really mean
Rex.
Like, yeah, Rex, or like
Raptor.
Davenport, or I don't know. But then, like, I love the ones when it's like Cookie.
Roxy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peanut. Good food name.
How long do you think it takes for a dog to forget what a bomb smells like?
You never forget what a bomb smells like. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
What if bomb smelled like cinnamon?
I'm sure there's some that, like, are, like, kind of yummy smelling, you know?
That's probably true.
Because isn't there, like, there's stuff from, like, almond oil. What is that one? It's, like, cyanide or something?
Yeah, cyanide smells like almonds.
Yeah. Some of them probably are, like, nice.
Yeah.
Which would be nice, like, because if I am going to be murdered that way, I'd like a good sniff on the...
On the way out?
Yeah.
Would you rather your bomb smell better or taste better?
Smell.
Fair enough.
Sorry for the deep inhale. Just, I was thinking about it.
There you have it, folks.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Would you rather smell like shit all the time or smell shit all the time?
Smell shit
all the time. 100%. 100%.
I love that question from Cam. Do you think it was able to be heard?
Yeah. Yep.
Great, great, great question.
Yep, that was a good one. All right, tell me about this article.
Had a couple different articles come out, which were, it was kind of cool, get some exposure in the community for Tail Whip. And then also nurse.org wrote a really cool article.
Which I was unfamiliar with, but nurse.org is like a pretty big, mm-hmm. Like
a lot thing. Of nursing students and I guess you can't call us professional nurses anymore. Well, I can get into that in a little bit. Oh, yeah. But yeah, working nurses also. You can use it for like different resources and there's news outlets and it's a pretty trusted, cool resource for nurses. I use it a shit ton for test prep, stuff like that.
But they wrote an article about you.
They did.
Which is insane, banana bonkers.
Yeah, but it was really cool. And I love the idea of maybe like more nurses being into the comedy that we're doing. Because I do feel like there's a fair amount of my stand-up that kind of like touches on
right.
healthcare adjacent sillies, silly jokes.
Yeah.
So that's kind of neat. I'm kind of excited.
Very cool. It's crazy that they like no one contacted you about it. You know what I mean? They just
That was a little odd. I don't know how I feel about like waking up and seeing
your face different, on a yeah
sources being like, here you go.
Imagine they like drop some like lore that only you knew. It's like Allie O, age 32, shat herself at a Cracker Barrel one time. You know what
three
I mean?
Times, three separate times.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but people might know that.
I'm just saying. Like,
I mean, there were
like
a lot
that.
Of people in those Cracker Barrels.
I'm just saying something like that. You think they smelled it? Well, okay.
I don't know how you couldn't.
Here's the thing, though, is. We've talked about this on the pod before, but your definition of shitting yourself is different than mine.
Hey, let me tell you.
It was fully out. Like, no question about
one
it.
One of them was on the side of the road in, mom, correct me if I'm wrong, Texas.
But you pulled down your pants and pooped on the side of the road.
Interstate.
Not shitting yourself.
No, but like, beforehand, there was a little appetizer to the main course.
All right. A little fried okra before the steak.
I can't stay away. From the fried okra. I know it's going to wreck my life.
Yeah.
My clean britches.
You ever heard Okra by Tyler, the Creator?
I have. Oh, do you? What do you want right now?
I want you to do it.
Do what?
Okra by Tyler, the Creator.
I can't.
Check my bankroll. Ayo, 401k to Viego. Paint job look like a she ganko.
That was really good.
Thank you. It's just like the song.
Yeah.
What is? Oh, is that a plant?
Yeah.
If you had to farm one thing, what would you farm?
Sunflowers.
Why?
Pretty. Oh. And you can eat the seeds. And then also birds like to eat them. And squirrels like to eat them. And I don't know. They just seem like they just be popping up. And like, so maybe we don't have to use like as many like pesticides and stuff because people aren't going to like.
Yeah.
Oh, but if you do eat the seeds. Damn. I don't know. Now I'm overthinking it. If I had to grow something. You answer yours. I'll think about my
apple orchard. Everyone knows I'm a big apple orchard guy.
That's true. Sorry, my burp was audible.
You know,
this podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real, game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell, fast, to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Oh, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time?
Now.
19 years ago. Come on. Twist on the classic. Twist on the classic. That's what you call a subtle subversion.
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh.
Making up terms.
Are those Cameron socks?
They very well could be.
Why do you keep stealing? How do you even steal his socks?
I don't know. I just find them. People get so mad at me about my sock habits. I'll wear socks inside out. And they act like I just committed a crime.
Well, here's the thing right now. I don't know if they can see it. You have two different socks on. Mm-hmm. I don't think either one of those belong to you. And I know this one's inside out.
It doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
No, but like...
It does the exact same thing being inside out.
I don't think so.
What doesn't it do?
Feel right?
It feels exactly normal.
Oh.
And sometimes, the only thing that it does is people go, wait a minute, the logo looks a little weird. That's the only thing that it does differently. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like if it has like all the cushy stuff on your feet, and then that's on the outside now, that's like wearing like a bra out.
And I only wear socks because people say I have to.
That didn't make sense. Huh?
I only wear socks because people say I have to.
You would just put your tooters into your shoes?
Yeah. I think we do a lot of stuff that's performative as a human race.
I got to be honest with you. The socks thing I'm not down with. I'm super duper sensitive about sweaty feet. Like I'm actually getting like creepy crawly skin thinking about it.
How do you feel about underwear? What does underwear actually do?
I think that it is important to wear underwear for hygienic reasons because you sweat and have different things. Maybe... scooting out of your body, and if you wear healthy fabrics, it can wick it away from your body, and you stink less, and you keep your nether regions safe.
Underwear's a myth. I'm not doing it. I'm declaring right now.
What do you mean it's a myth?
It's a myth. It doesn't do anything.
Also, I feel like it protects you from your clothes, because sometimes, like, I know a lot of girls that are like, I don't wear any, and I'm like, so you just have, like, denim... seam just scrubbing on you.
Denim.
Ouch.
Yeah, I just don't like, I don't know, you know.
Do you like when the, like, fix your pants, dude? Cameron accidentally peeked and then had to turn his head as quickly as he could, because can you please,
there's
scoot
nothing to
your
do about it.
Look, I want to help you. Okay, look, lift up. Yeah,
maybe next episode you'll be in the beanbag.
I've always wanted to be in the beanbag.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Do you want to switch right now?
No.
Okay. Sounds like someone was lying.
I do, but I mean, it's kind of like once you get in the beanbag, you have to pre-fluff for yourself and your own comfort.
That is true.
And you've made your, like a Scott-sized divot.
Yep.
Not that it's too big or too small or anything. It's a very handsome divot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been working on a character. Do you want to see this character that I'm working on?
What's the character?
This is the one guy who voted to not release the Epstein files.
Representative Clay Higgins of Louisiana?
Good pull.
You've been working on a Clay Higgins character?
Yeah, this is my impression of Clay Higgins, all right? You are another congressperson.
Okay.
And I'm at the water cooler, and we're just talking. And you started off, okay?
Oh, I'm okay. Hey, man.
Yeah, I don't think we should release them. Probably nothing in there.
You talking about the files that we're all voting? We're all kind of voting to release
it. Probably nothing in there. We don't have to do it.
Are you going to be the only guy who...
I'm just saying there's probably nothing in there. So I don't know why we're even bothering. And that was my... that was my Clay Higgins impression.
That was really good.
Thank you.
What do you think was his motivation?
Truly, I think that there was a band of congresspeople that were like, no, we're not going to do it, you know? And then everyone changed their mind and they forgot to tell him.
This is what I think happened. I don't know this because I know very little. And I've only seen C-SPAN like once or twice. But you know like how they do like the yay and nay voting?
Yes.
I think there's probably buttons for it. And I wonder if there was, like, a bug.
He fat-fingered it.
And then he accidentally was, like, trying to swat at, like, remember how Obama killed that fly so effectively one time? Like, I imagine he did kill the bug because he had to put enough pressure to, like, hit the nay button. But, I think the only way to justify it is if he accidentally swat.
I think they did the paper.
I'm trying to give him an out here, okay. Scott. Please.
Yeah.
I mean, really, how do you justify that? Like, it's terrible.
Devil's advocate.
Alrighty.
There is not going to be substantial evidence in the Epstein files that will lead to arrests.
I think there's going to be a lot uncovered that is going to validate a lot of victims' stories.
Which will lead to arrests.
Potentially. If people...
How many arrests are coming out of the files?
I don't know how many arrests are coming out of the files. I think it's more than zero.
Okay.
Down the road. And I think that we shouldn't look at it in the form of like arrests. I think it's like putting something to rest. You know what I mean? Like don't,
damn,
don't hold back information about my own fucking country and my fucking,
hey, you know. Totally agree. Let's release them. Right.
I should be able to read whatever I want about this country whenever I want
Absolutely.
To. Absolutely. Freedom of information.
I think people pretend like people for some reason have it in their brains that the Epstein list is like a, you know, this guy did this crime. This guy did. It's
I
not
mean, in
like
a way,
that.
I think
it's
there,
not like
there
that.
Will be some. Okay, so it didn't say Donald Trump gave sloppy toppy no stoppy to.
It did not say that. It's a DT Blue Bubba. That could mean anything. You know what I'm saying? The law enforcement officers.
It can't mean that he was being well behaved and paying his taxes and treating people fairly. It meant he was.
No, but you hear what I'm saying? That's not definitive proof that Donald Trump blew somebody.
It's proof that he was doing something not good. What is he doing?
Who was doing something not good?
DT.
Who is that?
We know who it is.
That's what I'm saying is it's not going to be a list
if it's,
of...
It's coming from emails. It's like the no, real Donald Trump
know,
at Hotmail.com.
I know. You're probably right, but it's not going to lead to arrests. The law enforcement officers have already looked at it,
mm-hmm.
and they haven't made arrests about it. Releasing it to the public is just like a, you guys decide. You know what I mean?
I mean, I understand where you're coming from, and like maybe you have the fortunate experience in this life to have not had something like atrocious or like really fucked up happen to you. But there's times where you like go to people and you're like, hey, this really bad thing's happening, and like I'm nervous even telling you, but like can you help me? And then people of authority, when you go to them and tell them that, they're like, yeah, there's not enough evidence. There's not this and that. And then like if shit comes out to validate the thing that you were saying, you know what I mean? However many years back. That's kind of like, it's justice in and of itself.
But the Epstein list is out. Someone's looking at it right now.
Here's the thing we also have to think about. You're talking about it like really from the lens of like, it's whatever is going to happen. People think that it's going to go through the system and people are going to be clink, clink, locked up and then go to jail, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're not remembering the like trial by media like phenomenon that has happened with American
That's totally
politics valid. And crime and
very valid
everything. You know what I mean? Like before people even see their day in court, people have decided whether or not they're guilty or whether, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, fuck, if we already do that, you know, maybe we should be able to see this information and decide for ourselves because we're going to do that anyway. You know?
I'm just saying Mark Wahlberg's still in movies. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
we have real actual proof of that and people don't care. And we have a semi-truth about Donald Trump blowing a dude and no one cares. You know what I mean? Like, I think you're right. I think
that's
it's like...
That's trial by media.
But no one cares.
What do you mean no one cares? You don't think anybody who was like a big dumpy Trumpy like supporter
no,
or whatever...
No, because
they
can be like, that's not him. DT is not him. Because it's not definitive proof, and that's what I'm saying.
I just think it's not a good look to have yourself in a picture, multiple pictures, with all of these people that are, you know?
I don't think you're listening to me.
Okay.
I understand that it will look bad on people.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably
it
are
It already
guilty.
Looks bad on Donald Trump.
And they probably are guilty.
And he already has done so many things that already look bad.
And he probably is guilty.
He is guilty.
He probably is guilty.
Sure.
When the files get released... Nothing is going to happen.
To Donald Trump?
To Donald Trump.
I think that is not true. I think we've already seen a slight shift in some of his followers who are like, yeah, I already didn't feel good when he did the like grab her by the, you know, hoo-ha bit. And then I really didn't like when he did the Miss America thing and was watching him change. And I really didn't like when he defended this and that. And you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
he's done a, like, I think at a certain point, certain followers are going, oh, fuck. Like, maybe I'm following a bad guy.
We can only do two terms, you know? So it's done.
I think that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, maybe like something is not going to happen. But like, I don't know. I think the narrative around him has already started to shift and like where we look at him in like a goofy, cartoony way.
That is totally fair.
How embarrassing.
I have a movie pitch that I want to pitch to Netflix right now. Am I allowed to do it?
Of course.
Netflix, I know you're watching. The Epstein list gets revealed. All right. And Joe Schmo from Canton, Ohio is on them, and he has no idea why. And he has to deal with the repercussions of that.
What's the resolution to that? How did he end up on the list?
Different guy.
Same name.
Different guy, same name, but for some reason, like maybe it had like driver's license number and they were like one digit off or something, and like it was like a, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was just a mix-up, but, like, the guy has to be like, no, I swear. I swear I was in Ohio the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, or, like, maybe his mom didn't know that she wasn't the dad's, like, first baby mama, so, like, she named the gentleman, you know, after his dad, but then, like, somebody had already done that, so then what was the name?
Joe Schmo.
So then there's two Joe Schmo seniors out there.
Right.
I mean, juniors?
Juniors, yeah.
And, yeah, it's actually his half-brother.
Damn. All right, Netflix, pick it up. Pick it up. Let's take this baby to the moon.
Jesus.
You pitch a movie.
Pitch a movie? I think that I would like to pitch a game show.
Game show. Go ahead.
Okay. So I think that you should... That stand-up comedians should have to perform. They should, like, have to stand in a room where all it is like, double-sided mirrors, and then they have to wear noise-canceling headphones. And then there's, like, an audience all around the whole thing. And the comedian, without being able to see the audience, hear the audience, anything, so, like, pacing, all that's, like, difficult, has to perform a set and like do well or not.
We should film that. We should film a pilot for that and pitch it to somebody, like, genuinely.
Let's do it. Don't steal our idea. If you do, I will reference this episode in court.
It is.
And then if it doesn't even go to court, we'll do trial by media.
November 21.
It is 15:22 Eastern in the United States. Are there other Easterns?
I don't know. Our idea, don't steal it.
Right.
Mom, I'm looking at you. Talk to your mom.
No, my mom would just help me do it. No. And your mom would too. How dare you?
Can't trust family and business.
We literally run a business together.
We're not married yet.
You don't think I'm family?
In case you don't know, we started a second channel for all of our sketches.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, cool. Sick.
We started a second channel for all of our sketches. It's called Tail Up TV. Make sure you follow that. Allie did an amazing performance with a southern accent that I cannot get over, and you should be on the lookout for that.
What was my character's name? Miranda.
Miranda. I wish I could do a... never mind. Not doing it.
Why did that sound like Cat Williams?
This is my southern accent, right? Now what? Okay, I'm not doing it. I tried again. Not doing it. Sorry.
Why do you go so, like...
I don't know. I feel like... I don't know. I'm bad at accents, I think.
Okay. Do you want me to show you how to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a sentence.
Put the peas in the basket.
Put.
The.
Beans.
Peas.
Whatever. Peas.
Put the peas.
In. The.
The.
Basket. You're so close.
Put the peas in the basket. Let's cut this out. Jesus. Oh my God, we saw an epic, amazing movie last week.
We did.
Do you remember Christy?
I do. We saw Christy. It was about the very first female fighter to ever fight on pay-per-view, and she had a very tumultuous experience with coming up and training.
But a very successful career, despite all of that.
Yes.
Shoddy started boxing, all right?
Played by Sydney Sweeney.
And I didn't know it was a true story until after the movie ended, all right?
Mm-hmm.
She got into boxing, and she needed a trainer, and she got a trainer who was, like, 20 years older than her.
You're already telling it wrong, remember?
Okay.
She just wanted to do one boxing match in her hometown because it was offering some money, right?
Yep.
And she's like, I'm a basketball player. I'm not a boxer. When somebody approached her about, like, we're going to have you fight the big fight, kid. And she was like, no, 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 you got the wrong person. Remember?
I think these are extraneous details, but go ahead.
Okay, I just made it sound like she was like, I had always been going after it. I like the fact that she stumbled into it.
Yeah, I do too. She like low-key got like scouted without realizing it. Like someone just saw her box one time and they were like, you're amazing. And she was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But then she got it to the trainer. Mm-hmm. And the trainer.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
It's like 20 years older than her, and they got married. And she's a closeted homosexual.
I think he was too.
He might have been too, which is fine. But like,
but
you don't
got
to get married
very
to someone you don't like. Yeah, he was like a manipulative fella.
Right.
And she started winning like the belt and she started like making a lot of money. And they lived in, where do they live? Some boof-ass city in Florida? Popka. They lived in Apopka, Florida.
What's wrong with Apopka? I've never been, but I don't know. It looked like a nice place.
No, it did not. Anyways, Christie's husband stabbed her a bunch of times and shot her a bunch of times. And then Shadi said, all right, I'm out of here. And then got up and walked to, like, hitchhike to the hospital. Isn't that insane?
I think, wow.
Shadi said, boo, boo. All right, I'm going to head out. Isn't that bananas?
Yeah.
That's a brave, that's a strong woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I stubbed my toe on the way walking into this studio and, like, had to lay down.
Is that why you were laying on the ground?
Yes. I hit my pinky right on the edge of, like, that table out there.
I'm really sorry that happened, but I don't know why you were dry heaving.
It hurt.
That it really did?
Yeah.
Did you break your toe?
I could have. Am I brave?
No.
Oh.
I mean, like, compared to Christy Salter Martin, question mark? What's her name? Christy? Yeah, I don't know. I think it's Salter Martin.
Salter is, I think, close. I'm not sure, though.
All right. Salters?
Salters. Could be Salters.
Okay. Anyway.
God, her mom, though. Her mom was bananas.
Played by the same woman who plays, oh my God, what's her name? Meredith in Severance? What's her name? I don't know.
Yeah, the guy's wife. I don't remember his name either.
Oh my God, why do we erase all this so quick?
Dylan's wife. Yeah. Christy was like, hey mom, like Jim, the husband, is making me really uncomfortable and he's like doing all this stuff and he's like, I'm scared to go home. And the mom was like, you're lying. You need to suck it up.
Yeah, she was like, don't you think if we're talking about him, he should be in the room with us? And she was like, no, I'm scared. And she was like, well, hush it up because we're making a lot of money together.
So if you're Christy's mom, stop it.
Stop it. But I will say that actress, can we look up, who is that actress?
That is a Gretchen George.
Gretchen George. Is she the same person who played a nurse in Nurse Jackie?
I believe so.
Oh, my God. I love her. I've always wondered. I'm like, I know who she is
and
where she's from.
She's a talented actress.
She's incredible. I've seen an acceptance speech one time. Have you seen this?
An acceptance speech?
Of Merritt Weaver.
No.
Sorry, I got excited. So I like was a little out of order there. But Merritt Weaver is winning something with like supporting actress for blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Oscar, Grammys, whatever's the one for. Yeah, supporting actress in a comedy series.
Nurse Jackie's a comedy?
Yes, it's very funny. I mean, like, there's very, like, dramatic parts of it, but it's...
Gotcha, okay.
Like, written comedically.
Yeah, she was the chef lady.
She goes up to, like, accept the award, and you're supposed to, like, give your speech or whatever. And then she's like, hi, thank you. And then she starts to do her speech, and she looks down, and she goes, I gotta go. And then just leaves.
Sick.
And it was like, it was so cool because it's like, oh, that's like actually how her character would have also done that. So it's like, oh my God, is she so committed to the character?
Oh my God, I have a culture bomb that I'm about to drop on you.
Another one?
Yes.
Wow.
Are you familiar with Marty Supreme?
I think so. Why do I know that?
Marty Supreme is a Timothée Chalamet movie that's coming out on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a true story. I'm not 100% sure. About a ping pong player.
Mm-hmm.
And he...
It is.
He makes a new ball.
Because doesn't he go get trained?
Okay, loosely based on...
Okay.
But I guess the character Marty Supreme is like super arrogant and like not very self-aware. And so... Timothée Chalamet, unprompted, dropped like a 30-minute YouTube video of a Zoom call where Timothée Chalamet is acting like arrogant and like unself-aware, and he's like talking to these like marketing people, which I think might be actors.
Mm-hmm.
But it is like horribly cringy in like the best way, because you kind of know that he's doing a bit.
Doing like method acting.
But he's like, someone would cut him off and he's like, you're cutting me off, you're cutting me off, you're cutting me off. Stop. Yeah, it's just like, when you think about Barbie, it's like pink, right? And when you think about Marty Supreme, he made the ball orange, right? Not just normal orange. You know what I mean? He's like doing like this like pseudo intellectual.
Right.
Have you seen any of those clips?
I've not seen the clips yet, but I heard him talking about that movie coming up and like training with some ping pong pros leading up to it. Cause he was on Theo Vaughn's podcast talking about the Bob Dylan movie.
Yeah.
And then he was talking about other stuff that was coming up. I hated the Bob Dylan movie, not because of Timothée Chalamet, but oh my God.
Yeah, Bob Dylan
sucks. To be able to like Bob Dylan music and folk music like that so much, but it made me feel like flushing my head in a toilet.
Bob Dylan in that movie was the rudest character I've ever seen in my life. He'd be like, he'd date this girl for like 6 years and be like, by the way, you're ugly as fuck.
That is true.
100% true.
I'm like re-angry thinking about the 2 hours I spent in the theater learning about him.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Do a Bob Dylan voice.
And you never need.
That's really good.
Thanks. I have no idea what I was saying there, but.
I think that was a real song.
Is it?
I think so. I don't know. I'm not listening to Bob Dylan.
It just sounds like. I don't know. Wash your face. Speak up.
You ever think about how easy it would be to be a musician in the 60s?
How easy it would be?
Yeah. Like, everything creative has gotten harder nowadays because people realize that you can just do it.
Oh, because of, like, the oversaturation effect?
Right.
Okay.
But all you had to do to be a successful musician in the 60s was make a song.
And have a girl playing a tambourine and a...
Yeah.
Mini skirt.
I hate listening to 60s music and they don't, like, stay on count. You know what I mean?
That's hard.
It's
especially
not.
For white people.
Bob Dylan doesn't do it. Bob Dylan, he treats the beat like a suggestion on a winding road. You know what I mean? He's forging his own.
What the fuck?
Oh, I guess I'm a lyricist. I guess I'm a poet. He's like, yeah, I'll just fucking stay some bullet. That's Bob Dylan.
That was really good.
Thank you. Oh yeah, we got to update. Update the NFL standings. Allie, what's your team that you're going for?
Packers.
Cameron, it's the Ravens. And mine is the Bills. The Bills just lost this week to the Buccaneers. That was humiliating. Banana bonkers. All right, standings. Ravens first, can I guess? How many weeks is it?
Is the whole season or are we in?
How many games have the Ravens played? The Ravens are 4-6. 5-5.
Very good guess.
Guess the Packers.
Hey, Cameron, can you wink once if they're good and do nothing if they're bad? Are they really good? You double blinked. Okay. I'm going to go.
There's a tie. Oh yeah, I remember that.
I'm gonna go 6-3-1. Is it right? Let's go.
And the Bills, I know for a fact, are 7-4.
Wow.
I think the Bills are ahead, but if we want to look at interdivision, they're actually the worst.
Dumb.
Really?
Yeah, because
you got some heavy hitters in the.
Mm.
Oh
wow.
So Packers are a half game behind their division leader.
Yeah.
Ravens are a game behind their division leader, and Bills are two games
behind. Wow. The Patriots are going bananas, right? What's the kid's name? Drake May.
I just had like a really like full circle moment watching this.
What?
That whole thing. This podcast has so much to offer. We've talked about sports.
Yep.
We've talked about gambling.
Yep.
We've talked about ethical dilemmas.
I think this is the liberal version of a Barstool Sports podcast.
Really?
Yeah, we're talking about gambling and sports and the Epstein list. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Damn. Are you identifying as a liberal now?
No, I'm just saying it's like
we're no longer moderate.
We're not radical conservatives.
We're not.
God, you see Zoran in the Oval Office? That was painful.
Did you see how Donald Trump looked at him?
Yeah. But, they should not have done that. They should not have done that. That was awful to watch. The reporters were there and they were like, Zoran, you previously called Donald Trump a fascist. Do you still think that Donald Trump is a fascist?
While he's standing right there next to the president.
And Zoran, I'm sure he would have given a very tasteful answer. And he goes, well, and then Trump goes, it's okay. You can just say yes. And then Zoran was like, all right, yeah.
Good.
Which is cool. Like, I think it's cool. How much of a cockhead reporter do you have to be to, like, put them in that position? You know what I mean?
I mean, I think that's an important question to ask when you're... Cause, like,
standing right in front of them?
Can I tell you why? I mean, I think... Because there's a little bit of, like, confusing imagery when you have Zoran standing next to Trump. It's like, oh, no. No context. Like, did Zoran cross to the orange side now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The Marty Supreme side?
The Marty Supreme side? And I think it's important, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because
it seems like, oh, you're being like collegial and like warm and fuzzy a little bit, mm-hmm. standing in the office together, you know?
Yeah.
Probably sharing some McDonald's Diet Coke.
Low-key big ups on Trump, though, you know what I mean, for like bailing him out of that situation. I think that's a very polite thing to do.
But then, I don't know, it's like kind of complicated because like maybe if he didn't do certain things, he wouldn't have had that sort of stuff said about him.
I'm saying in the moment, obviously, yeah, and you can have your opinions about it, but in that moment,
I mean, sure, I love it because it's like I feel like that's like the most American experience.
Right, yeah,
like
you're allowed to call me
freedom
a fascist,
of speech.
Yeah.
Say whatever you want to say.
Yeah. So.
So.
We'll see.
Are you excited that Zoran was elected?
Yeah, I think it's cool on several fronts. Young fella.
Yeah.
Not. Crazy rich fella.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm he's wealthy, but not like, I wouldn't say he's like a big Nepo baby. You know what I mean?
Right.
Socialism is scary for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give it a shot. I don't live there, you know? Let's shake it up. Let's shake it up. Shake it up Chicago, you know?
Yeah. I know, but it's like the most populated city in our country, and it's led by a guy... My age, that's kind of scary to me because I think about like what kind of third grader would he have been?
Yeah. I mean, let's see what happens. They voted for him. So.
I feel like he would have been the type of third grader who would have been like, hey, teach, I don't think we've turned in our assignments yet. How about we all turn them in at the exact same time?
I don't think he would
call
so it's
fair.
The teacher teach.
Why? He's hip.
He is pretty hip, isn't he? Have you seen the clip of him getting on the city bike? And someone going, you're a communist. And he goes, it's pronounced cyclist.
That's really funny. Yeah. I have not seen that.
Funny fella.
You have a birthday in a week.
Yeah.
You excited?
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Go-karting.
We're going go-karting?
If you let me.
I love go-karting.
Or we could have a Nerf war at the house.
We can do that. I thought we have one little Nerf gun and then we have like the big one you have.
Yeah.
I want the Troy Moxley, what's it called?
We're firsty lasting Troy Mox.
I like it saying his name.
All right, we'll censor it, but Troy Mox. And I'll send him this clip too.
What was the thing called?
It was like a minigun. Troy Mox brought a minigun to my Nerf War when I was a kid. And I was pissed at him because it was like super overpowered. And like I did a lot of research on like accuracy and power. And stuff, and I bought like this one that I thought was perfect.
Okay.
And then he went to Walmart and picked out like a $20 off brand. Like it was adventure.
It was furf.
It was an Adventure Force blaster.
Glurf gun.
And it shot like a lot of darts, and I was like, way to ruin the game, buddy.
Did he clean it up at least?
It was a team effort.
Okay, it's fine then.
Yeah. So, Troy, if you're watching this, you know.
Let's do it again. Run it back.
Run it back, but you can't bring the minigun this time.
No minigun. I've had a lot of fun today. Have you had a lot of fun?
I did too.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. What's your favorite Thanksgiving food before we go?
Cranberry sauce.
Worst answer I've ever heard in my life. On that note, I hope you all.
What's your favorite?
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm like a big carb guy. The gelatinous, like it still has the form of the can it came out of. I know we're trying to go. I'm trying to, but what?
I'm a big carb guy. I'm not. I don't like. My second least favorite, or my least favorite is sweet potato casserole.
Okay.
And my second least favorite is turkey.
I don't like turkey. I've choked on turkey. It's more the driest than fucking 10 times meat on the life. Planet. It all and people are always like, this is the moistest turkey I've ever had.
If you get the leg, if you get the turkey leg, it's good.
Dark meat only.
Dark meat only. Yeah.
The white meat is like, I feel like and I'm ham. Chewing on like.
I don't like ham either. The only thing
honey baked ham.
Yeah, I hate ham.
With like the like the
sweet plastic. Yeah.
Plastic? No, it's like a sugary brown sugary rub on the outside of it.
No, I know.
And it like seeps into like the first little.
Feels like bologna plastic. Feels like a Malcolm Xavier on the beat. You know what I mean?
So funny.
I don't like that many Thanksgiving foods. I only like mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, and green bean casserole. That's it.
Didn't your family make I thought it was like gator and jalapeno. No. Was it deer bacon? Venison?
Oh, yeah. They do like little wrapped jalapeno.
Yeah.
Not for Thanksgiving, though. I don't think they do that for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm just saying, like, you guys have a variety of things.
Yeah, but Thanksgiving food sucks.
Wow. All right, folks. This has been a fun time with you. I'm going to eat all his sweet potatoes, all of the baked mac and cheese. So
and
next time
all
you see me,
cranberry sauce.
I'm going to be 35 pounds heavier, and then I'm going to have to ask you guys to send us money for Ozempic.
See ya.
See you later.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels, but my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell, fast, to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sail for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.